KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. We're currently at 51 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today, a high around 76. Firefighters from Atlantic were called to the scene of a garage fire this morning. The department was dispatched at 5 a.m. to the scene of 801 Walnut Street, where the garage was shared with a home on 8th Street. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News,
The resident had gone out to put his dogs out at regular time for him to get up in the morning and noticed smoke in his driveway and then a glow. And they called in. When we got there, the fire on one side was pretty much fully engulfed, I should say. The fire on one side of the garage on the back side. Got a quick knockdown. It was impinging on the house. It was only about 3 foot from the house. The guys did a really good job. We're still investigating as to the cause of that, and that investigation will continue.
The blaze was extinguished by around 5:14 a.m. Rochelle Anderson, who lives in the home next to the garage on the east side of the structure, told KJAN News,
I was asleep. Our bedroom's right on the other side of that. And my fiance ran in and was like, get up, the garage is on fire. So I get up and I go out the door and it's all in flames. And then we go back in to get our three dogs, get them to safety. It's the best we can do. There's a over half full of propane tank in there. That was the biggest concern.
A few vehicles that were parked outside were moved to the parking lot across the street. Again, firefighters remained on the scene until about 6:20 a.m. while extinguishing some hot spots. And again, that cause remains under investigation. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says five female students who absconded from the Clarinda Academy Sunday evening were apprehended about an hour later. The initial report of their having left the facility for at-risk and delinquent youth came in around 9:20 p.m. No additional information was available. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests from over the weekend. On Saturday evening, 25-year-old Gabriel Rosenacker of Orient was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense, driving while revoked, and harassment in the first degree. Rosenacker was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear. And late Friday morning, 18-year-old Donovan Huffmaster of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for probation violation on an original charge of theft in the second degree. Huffmaster was being held in the Union County Jail over the weekend on a $5,000 bond. A woman from Adair County was arrested Saturday night in Adams County on an OWI charge. 62-year-old Mary Louise Novi of Greenfield was arrested following a traffic stop at around 9:46 p.m. Saturday in Corning. Novi was taken in for OWI first offense, and after deputies located an open container of beer in the center console of the vehicle, Novi was cited for open container. Her bond was set at $1,300. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest on Sunday morning of 18-year-old Noah Wardlow of Corning. Wardlow was charged with felony criminal mischief in OWI, reckless driving, and failure to maintain control. His bond was set at $6,300. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests took place on Saturday. At around 4:35 p.m., 35-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak was arrested in Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. Trost was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. And at around 11:10 p.m. Saturday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 24-year-old Stephanie Ray Ann Smith of Red Oak for driving while revoked. Smith was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. A traffic stop early Saturday morning north of Farragut resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop on 370th Avenue, during which the driver, 19-year-old Max Mitchell of Farragut, and his passenger, 18-year-old Gabriel Baxter of Loveland, Colorado, were found to be in possession of multiple bags of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Mitchell and Baxter were arrested without incident and transported to the Fremont County Jail, where Mitchell was charged with possession with the intent to deliver, and Baxter was charged with conspiracy to deliver. Their bonds were set at $5,000 each. In the funeral announcements, Joan Heller, age 81, of Audubon, died Thursday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Joan Heller will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Lauren Lyman, age 81, of Oakland, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Lauren Lyman will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. LaVon Smouse, age 97, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for LaVon's spouse will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church near Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lloyd Nelson, age 89, of Kimbleton, died Thursday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lloyd Nelson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Neva Compton, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died April 15th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Neva Compton will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Bear Grove Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Judy Scheffler, age 67, of Hancock, died Friday in Des Moines. Services for Judy Scheffler will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church. Reek and Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Luella Menke, age 96, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Luella Menke will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Leon Lundy, age 78, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life service for Leon Lundy will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Alice Nellie Bixler, age 94, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died February 7th at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Alice Bixler will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Carl Cemetery in Carl. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center of Corning has the arrangements. And Brad Yarger, age 65, of Centerton, Arkansas, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Services for Brad Yarger are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.